I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously. Are we recording? All right.
What's new, Travis?
Different week this week. We've been having a good show. Like, we've been in a good rhythm lately. But I felt
it's been good.
I felt like we needed to go back to our roots a little bit and have kind of a fun show. And we've talked about this before, but this is kind of part of our strategy. And Em unpacked this a while back on an episode. But part of our strategy is we want folks to listen to the podcast that are, we call it our foyer. Like, this is the entry point into this world that we call Cast and Blast Florida. And we're trying to move them along a continuum into conservation and to being ethical and to progressing as a sportsman and to all these things and to valuing the resources and understanding and informed. And so this is one of those episodes where we're like, we're just going to have some fun. Like, if you came to hang out, we're going to hang out and have some fun. I may hit you with a right before we get started into the main segment, I may hit you with a little bit on some commentary on some of the spray meetings and plant meetings. But beyond that, this is going to be pretty lighthearted. So if you're looking for a nice, easy drive into work, this is where you want to be.
Welcome back.
What is new with you, Nate?
What's new with me is Mike, friend of the show, Mike Keaton.
Official
regular
friend of the show. Real life
regular
friend of
poster. The show. Regular poster on the group. Posted about smallmouth destinations the other day.
On Cast and Blast Florida, the group.
Right. The Florida podcast.
Right.
I don't think there's a smallmouth within like 400 miles of Florida.
0% chance.
We have a few, like, in North Georgia. But in 54 comments later, he had, like, some serious suggestions.
No, he had a lot of really good serious suggestions. Like, people were, like, debating about this lake versus that lake. And, like, do you go to Pickwick Lake or do you go to, I forget the other one, Dolly something?
Yeah, and Courtney Marie Martin coming in clutch with some bomb pictures and some bomb suggestions.
Yeah, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Minneapolis, Minnesota got mentioned.
Can we go to UP one time and go fishing?
I'm down. Courtney will take us fishing.
All right.
Courtney's a friend of the show. Someone mentioned North Dakota. Someone mentioned Virginia.
Right.
Someone mentioned New Hampshire. Like, these were all legitimate recommendations that were made to people about the podcast. You look disinterested in this. Those are states that are located in this country.
I guess I'm just like, are we
doing... Pull out the map, Travis, and let's point these states out.
Yeah. Are we doing a bass fishing tour this summer?
No, we're not
around
doing
the U.S.?
Nope. That's not what we just said.
Okay. It's a great idea, though.
Is it?
Sponsored by Mick Ultra.
Okay. Yes. If Mick Ultra wants to back up the sponsor truck, we will do a bass fishing tour around the country this summer.
Okay.
Nate, are you down for that?
I'm down. Let's do it.
Okay. Mick Ultra, if you're listening, hit us up. DM it. Slide into our DMs. What is new with you, Emily?
What's new with me is we have new reviews.
Two new reviews.
And we really appreciate our listeners when they take a moment to log into the Apple Podcast app, locate our podcast, Cast and Blast Florida, and leave a review. It is not easy to do. So kudos to you for making it through and making it on the show. Here we go.
People have been knocking it out of the park lately.
We've been
chewing up the reviews.
First review is from Fish Hunter 3D. 5 stars. I can't see the full title. You guys made a 14-hour drive something.
I'm going to say magical is what he... That's what it
starts with P-R-E. You guys made a 14-hour drive pre.
Magical. Pre-magical. Okay. Pre-magical is what he meant to say. Or like he meant magical and he just sucks at spelling.
Prepubescent.
This is Donnie Miley.
How do you know who everyone is that leaves a review?
I just know things like that.
That's super weird. Creepy. Speaking of weird and creepy...
Weird and creepy?
We have to tell the story about the pizza that showed up at our house.
Okay. Go ahead and do this.
Okay.
Go ahead and do the reviews.
Here's
the
review.
And we'll come back to the pizza.
Up until last night, I had never listened to a podcast before. To be honest, I wasn't positive I knew what one actually was. I love all three of your perspectives, and I really love that Emily asked the questions that some of us are embarrassed to ask. I've learned more on the issues Florida is facing in the past day listening to your podcast than I've learned in the 12 years I've lived here. Thank you so much for all you do. I can't wait to drive back and catch up on some more episodes. First of all, thank you. That's a fantastic and very well-worded review.
Just because he called you out? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. I mean, they all call me out. But that, no, it was really sweet. That, thank you for noticing. It's very intentional that I ask the questions I ask on the show. Like, she's, you guys not would idiot. Not believe the thought we put into the show for it to be like it is. But I try to really put on my hat of hearing these things for the first time and asking the questions that I think need to be asked. So thanks for that. And thank you for leaving a review on your first podcast. That's awesome.
For bearing with us for what sounds like 28 hours.
Yeah. Don't go all the way back to the beginning. It's awful.
Yeah.
Second review is from River at Matt. 5 stars.
Friend of the show, Matt Ellis.
This is another call out for me. He says, although Emily and I rarely ever park our catamarans in the same harbor when it comes to our food preferences.
Don't like the way that sounds at
all.
I
don't either. I was like, that's uncomfortable. What? Where is this going, Matt? Although Emily and I rarely ever park our catamarans in the same harbor when it comes to our food preferences, I do agree with her advice to hunters and how they treat their game. Don't be a dingus. Stop giving good sportsmen a bad name. This is the most entertaining podcast in which you'll hear terms like charismatic megafauna and anthropomorphic. For the record, my go-to pizza is a PMS, pepperoni, mushroom, sausage, and extra sauce. Wow.
Don't like the way that sounds either.
There's a lot going on in this
review.
Did
he say a PMS?
A PMS. I love PMS. Pizza during those times.
Nope.
And wine.
Nope. Well, you love wine all the times.
How dare you?
That was friend of the show, Matt Ellis. He used to host the Total Outdoor Scoreboard podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I met him at ICAST last year. So I appreciate him.
Thanks for that awesome review, Maddie.
That really was an awesome review.
Super cool.
Not sure. How do you get to become a river rat?
I think you drown in a river, maybe.
I think it's just like a colloquial term for people that hang out on rivers a lot.
Like a townie?
Yeah, I think it's like a townie, but you hang out on a river. River rat Matt.
Does he live under a bridge?
I don't think so, no.
Here's the thing. If you're not in Cast and Blast Florida, the group.
A troll is what lives under a bridge.
You live under a bridge. If you're not in Cast and Blast Florida, the group on Facebook, you're missing a lot of great content. We had a little bit of a discussion last week on the show about pizza toppings.
We did.
And we also talked about this on the group. What night was it when we had
a
mysterious pizza?
It was the day. It was Tuesday. It was the day the podcast came out. Pizza was delivered.
A pizza was delivered to our home. We did not call and order a pizza. I was in the shower, so I had to throw on a robe and answer the door because Will of the 2 Minute Will is 14 and he can't move fast enough to get from the couch to the door.
He doesn't function as a human.
His teenage brain is liquefied. So I'm like, why is there a creepy pizza guy? Because every pizza delivery guy is a creep.
What if we have pizza delivery guys listening to this? What if that's a big demographic that we're...
Defend yourself.
Okay.
He was a creep and I would not open the door all the way. I'm like, sir, I didn't order a pizza. I was like, maybe my neighbor ordered it. Didn't even ask who it was from. Nothing. Just sent him on his way.
Here's the problem with this whole story is Emily did not ask who's the pizza for or what kind of pizza it is. Because there were some context clues come to find out. In that scenario.
Yeah, it was sent, come to find out, it was sent to Travis Spraymaster.
Okay.
And it was pizza.
It was pineapple with extra pineapple.
With extra pineapple and a cinnamon crust.
Yes.
Cinnamon crust.
Yes.
Which is like a cheese and baller move. And I would have eaten that entire pizza if I'd have known.
I mean, I would eat it. I would totally eat it.
By the way, it was sent by Ryan Briggs. Conservation Club member, friend of the show, real life person, human that we know.
Real life person? He's not a fake internet person?
Although he did not attend the live show. P.S. We've been talking about live show behind the details. That's coming. That's coming again.
Behind the details?
Behind the scenes.
Behind the curtain.
That's
behind
coming.
The music.
Get pumped, people. Speaking of Travis Spraymaster.
Yes.
I went to another quack plant meeting in Clewiston this past week, and I told people we weren't going to be serious on this, but I am going to give me two minutes. So went to an aquatic plant meeting in Clewiston this week, and very low turnout. Like, I bet you they had 120 chairs in that room and 40 people there, and I continue to beat on this. Like, I keep hearing in the ether out there, you need to stop spraying. That's not a real solution. You need to increase mechanical harvest is a real solution. That's a thing you want FWC to do. However, when you talk about their spray budget, like the invasive plant management, the aquatic budget for the state is like $17 million. To mechanically harvest, I don't know the number, but I'm going to guess $100 million, like $150 million. It's a lot of money. And FWC doesn't control that money. The legislature does. So I continually ask, FWC is doing a really good job given all the parameters they've got. They're doing a really good job on that stuff. Are they perfect? No, but who is? At the end of the day, however, if you're going to pick a fight with them, why are you ranting and raving about this spraying stuff when really you should be calling your legislature and saying, hey, fund more money here? Which brought me into the conversation you and I had. I'm sorry, Nate. I said this was going to be fun. It's not.
Fun police.
You're good. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Which brought Emily and I had a conversation the other day because she lives in the world of stakeholders. And my question is, there were three Lake O aquatic plant management meetings or aquatic resource management meetings. And then there was this big protest, quote unquote, which they said there were going to be 1,000 people or something there. There were like 70, 90. I forget the number, but it wasn't anything. And half of that was press. And I want to know why you have to listen to some of those people. Like, they are not wanting to engage in the process. Like, they're not exchanging a communication. And in a stakeholder world, this is your world in project management and corporate. Like, talk about that for a second. Like, how stakeholders are supposed to work.
Well, yeah. There's a couple of things I think about with stakeholders. I think about what's called a RACI chart and communication models. So if you've never seen a RACI chart, it's RACI, Responsible, Accountable, Consulted, and Informed. So if you're not going to, and this is Emily's opinion on stakeholders, if you're not going to show up and participate in a process, then you're just informed. And the way you get being an informed stakeholder is a one-way communication model. It's me talking to you and that's it. But if you're going to be responsible and accountable and consulted, you need to have a two-way model of communication, which is where I talk, you listen, you talk, I listen. So we're both receiving 100%. Something. So I don't know.
Well, and let me take that and say, in these meetings, FWC brings all these resources and they're standing around the room and there's people there from the Army Corps and there's people there from FWC and there's biologists and there's snail cat biologists and waterfowl biologists and plant biologists and fisheries biologists, and they're all available for you to talk to. But if you're not there to talk to them, and I mean talk to them, but also listen to what they say. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a two-way, not just showing up and yelling, because there was quite a bit of that the other night. This has to be a two-way communication. If we really, truly, at the end of the day, I want our lakes better. I want our lakes healthy. I want our water healthy. I want it good for my kids and my grandkids and all that stuff. But we can't get there behaving the way we're behaving, just with faceless internet mobs. So, and P.S., they're starting to target me now. So that's a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm super stressed.
Public
about that.
Enemy number one.
Super stressed about that, you guys. So now can we get back to the phone? Oh, we got to pay a bill.
Okay.
Fletcher Hallett Insurance.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, can I tell you what his expertise is really good for?
What?
This is another thing that came up on the group. Somebody asked if anybody's ever thought about attaching a metal pole to the nose of their boat.
And jousting
with other people on boats with all with other metal poles. And there was some really good back and forth on that. And eventually someone tagged Fletcher Hallett from Hallett Insurance and said, hey, can you weigh in on this? Like, what kind of policy coverage will we get on this? And I will tell you what, in the world of make-believe boat jousting, it's nice to have an expert that can weigh in on what's covered and what's not.
Right. And that's not covered.
BS. It is not covered.
Let's
turns
just be
out.
Very clear. Yeah. That's not
shocker.
Covered.
Yeah, but if you're not sure and you want to talk about it, you should absolutely call Fletcher Hallett with Hallett Insurance.
904-315-5812 or email him fhallett, F-H-A-L-L-E-T-T at HallettInns, HallettInns.com.
Double the L's and double the T's. Hallett for all your insurance needs.
Yeah.
Okay. In the spirit of ridiculousness and just wanting to have a good time, we are drafting fishing teams.
Teams?
Fishing. Well, I mean,
they're going to fish together? I didn't take that into account, man.
Okay. Well, it's fine. It'll
I
be
didn't
fine.
Either. I didn't
they
either.
Can each have their own boat. We're just going to go on aggregate weight at the end of the day or something. How about that? It's
okay.
A tournament and you get five teams.
I don't know what aggregate weight means.
Okay. We drew straws backstage. Nate got the first pick. Emily will get the second pick. I'll get the third pick. We are doing a draft style. So that means once someone is picked, they are no longer off the board. There are no rules in this. You just have to be able to justify why that person you would want to fish with them. Okay?
Done.
Nate, you are on the clock. You are the Cincinnati Bengals of this draft. Please make your first pick.
All right. I'm going to pick Joe Burrow. No, I'm just kidding.
Not Tua?
Is that a sports ball person?
Yes. Okay.
Emily. Yes. He's going to be the first pick in the draft probably. Anyway, no, I'm going to go. I was looking at this from a pop culture side of things. So I've got some pop culture people on my list. So my first pick is going to go Ron Swanson.
I knew
Excellent.
It.
That's a fantastic pick.
And, you know, because fishing relaxes him, plus he gets to kill things.
Right.
So that's who I'm going to go with because he's a stone-cold killer.
That's a great pick. I don't think anyone listening to this that knows who Ron Swanson is from Parks and Rec would debate that at all.
Right.
Great pick.
It's a safe first pick.
Yeah. I was going to put that safe on my list, and I literally said to myself, self, Nate is going to pick Ron Swanson.
All right.
I knew.
Speaking Smart. Of self.
Speaking of myself.
What do you have? So okay. There was, I wanted to throw shade at that, but I can't. That was a great number one pick.
It was a great pick. My first pick is actually a pair of people.
Not a pear as a fruit? Because sometimes you don't do good with rules.
How would pear be on pizza, you think?
Ooh, I bet it'd be really good with some gorgonzola cheese.
It would be better
Ooh,
than yeah. pineapple.
Vinegar?
Yeah, a little like a arugula. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That was a whole thing.
You have a pick?
I do. My first pick is Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Okay. I don't understand why.
All right.
So they have been on...
I didn't ask why. Okay. I'm not sure I want to. All right, come on.
They've been on TV together. They had a little show together.
Okay.
And they are hilariously funny, and they're actually really good friends. And I just think it'd be so much fun between Snoop being really high and awesome and laid back, and Martha having like all kinds of tips and like probably knowing how to tie lines.
Snacks.
Right.
Snacks, apparel, beauty tip. I mean, anything. I just think that would be a hilarious afternoon fishing with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Okay.
What about you?
With my first pick, and if Nate's picking as the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm picking as the New England Patriots in this draft, or the Kansas City Chiefs.
Does everything have to be about sports? I don't know.
There's only one number one pick in this draft, and that's Jesus.
Come on.
Nate just rolled his eyes so hard it hurt.
I didn't know I was going to be Jesus juked on the podcast tonight, but here we are.
Think about it. Jesus assembled like a massive team of disciples to go out fishing. He made them fishers of men, quote unquote. He the little boy brought the breads and loaves, the fishes and loaves to him, and he multiplied. So he'd be a lot of fun at the fish fry after he got done fishing.
You know what is so on brand for you about this is that you love to throw a cast net.
I do.
And he literally said, cast your nets. On the other
Cast
side.
Cast your nets on the other side.
Yeah. So.
And the net was too heavy to even pull in the boat. So.
Exactly. There you.
What a fantasy for you.
How do you not pick Jesus with the first pick in this draft? Like, yes, I did just Jesus juke you. What do you got? How are you coming back from that?
Bad. Man, I don't know.
That's tough, Nate.
I'm going to go a little bit more serious on this one.
More serious than Jesus?
No, well, almost.
Dang it.
I'm going to go with the late, great Jose Wahebe.
Okay, that's a fantastic pick.
Right, because I feel like he seems like a really chill, laid-back guy, and he'd be a lot of fun to fish with. And if we're doing teams like you talked about, he would be a good one to have on the team.
And let me say this. You kind of went back to our roots right there. Because that was like our second episode when we did fishing TV shows. It was like our first or second episode when we did that. And we talked about Jose Wahebe at length.
Yep.
He was the Spanish Fly. That was the name of the show, right? And his boat.
Spanish Fly. That's right. And his boat. The show and the boat. The Spanish Fly.
I watched him one time catch redfish in Beaufort, South Carolina. Am I saying that right? Beaufort? I don't
Something
know. He
like
was
that,
fishing
yeah.
out of a Ginu and just like slaying monster redfish. It was still, to this day, it was one of my like, earliest impressions of what a big time fisherman looks like. Jose Wahebe.
He was one of the goats, man.
That's solid, Nate. Who do you have, Emily?
So next on my list is Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live.
Oh my God.
I don't even know who that is, I don't think.
I don't either, but explain.
Okay, so Kate McKinnon is this little beautiful blonde comedian, and she is so talented.
Did you mispronounce comedian?
Comedian. She's a female comedian.
Oh, gotcha.
She has played any character you can think of, from like Justin Bieber to Hillary Clinton. She's a singer. She's an actress.
Why are you taking her fishing?
The funniest person alive. Because she's the funniest person alive. I just want someone out there to have a good time with.
Okay.
She just wants to laugh while this is on fish.
So your picks are on brand for you so far.
Yeah.
Like, your boat is going to have Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart.
My boat is going to be the fun boat. Like, we're not going to catch any fish, but everyone will be a little drunk and have a great time.
All right. I am going.
A little
high. Yeah. I don't do drugs, kids. Aunt Emily says no to drugs.
I am going. Which way is it? My team is going to crush you guys. I'm going Captain Quint from Jaws. One of the great fishermen.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doll's eyes. Doll, lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes. I don't even know what that accent was. That was a terrible accent.
It sounded like a Yankee.
I wish I could read. Well, he was a Yankee. It was in.
Was he from Boston?
Amity, Massachusetts.
Is he a masshole?
Which, as you know, means friendship.
Yeah. What?
Have you seen Jaws, Emily?
Nope.
Nate, have you seen Jaws?
It's been a long time, but I have.
Okay.
Why would I watch that?
Because it's one of the greatest fishing movies of all time.
It's so dumb.
It's a timeless classic.
Okay.
Anyway, Captain Quint, who also, he was on the ship that took the bomb that hit Hiroshima, I think. He was on the Indianapolis.
Oh, that's
1,500 men went into the water. Then the sharks came. Anyway, Captain Quint, there you go. Do something with that, Nate.
Going back to pop culture, I'd like to go fishing with Dwight Schrute.
Dwight K. Schrute.
Dwight K. Schrute. Schrute.
Dang it. You took one of my picks.
Dwight Schrute.
Why?
His grandfather.
Why would you
like
to fish with him?
I just think it would be an entertaining day of fishing because he would take it so seriously.
Right.
Totally.
And be like so into it. He would have this like weird technique that you'd never thought of before, like using beets as bait or something like that. And like, it would just blow everything out of the water and be amazing.
Two things. One, given the evidence we have from the show, The Office, Creed would have been the pick.
Dang it, Travis.
Creed would have been the pick.
I literally just scribbled out Dwight and wrote down Creed because he stands in the water and he grabs the fish with his hand.
Yeah, Creed would have been the right pick. And I wrote Ron Swanson and Dwight down and scratched them both out because I thought I would pick them if we ever did a hunting version of this. I need them for my hunting team because Dwight's more of a hunter, I feel like, in my heart. I think he fishes to pass the time between hunting seasons. Dwight doesn't obey seasons. Emily,
no.
What do you have here?
Well, I'm going to throw a little bit of current events at you.
Outstanding. Is this a coronavirus joke?
It is. I would take.
Do you think we're recording this too far in advance so we might not be here given the coronavirus outbreak?
It
dismay.
It's going to be an epidemic.
Okay, you joke, but this is the thing. I would like to take Vice President Mike Pence fishing this week.
Because he'll have the coronavirus vaccine?
No, he was just, I guess I'm going to use air quotes and say promoted to head up all of the United States efforts around
coronavirus,
the coronavirus and management of that. And I don't know if you guys saw the press conference the other night with President Trump, just kind of passing that torch to Mike Pence. It was fantastic. There's a whole lot going on there. We're not political and I'm not going to touch that, but I just think Mike Pence has had a week and I would really love to take him fishing and just like, let him just vent.
He could listen to Kate McKinnon and Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Those four might actually save the world from the coronavirus if we let them.
Maybe.
Can someone listening to this explain the coronavirus to me and why I need to be worried about it? Not you.
I've explained it.
You haven't, because way more people die from the flu every year than have died from the coronavirus already.
Right, but the percentage of...
Nah.
The percentage is higher.
It's not. It's not. I just can't. I need someone like a doctor that's listening to this. Do you think we have doctors? We don't have doctors.
We have at least one.
Okay. Is it? Well, this is our third pick? This is our third pick. Emily, do you know who the Reverend John McLean is?
Is he a sports ball person?
Nate, do you know who the Reverend John McLean is?
John McLean. I've heard that name. I don't know. I wouldn't.
In my family, it was hard to distinguish between religion and fly fishing. He's the dad from A River Runs Through It.
Oh, man.
Is that a movie?
Yes. Okay, confession. I've never seen A River Runs Through It.
I don't think I've seen like parts of it. I've never seen the whole thing.
I've read the book probably 10 times. So I don't even know if I'm saying this right. I was worried about it a little bit today because I was like, it might be McLean. But I always pronounced it in my head as McLean. Anyway, he's the pastor. And here's how we know he nailed it. Because I always remember this as a kid, and I remember this as a dad. There's a part of the book where the boys are laying like on a riverbank or something, and they're talking about what they want to be when they grow up. And one of them says, I want to be a pastor. So, you know, they idolize their dad. Like, they think he's awesome. And the other one says, I want to be a professional fly fisherman. And mm-hmm. the first one's like, that's not a real thing, because it wasn't back then. Hmm. Anyway, those were the two things that the Reverend McLean, Rev McLean, that's what they called him in the book all the time, Rev McLean. That's the two things that he wanted to do the most. So that's my pick. I am crushing the fishing draft right now.
Sure.
Just ask yourself.
I'm telling you guys straight up.
Have you ever not crushed a draft?
No, 100%. I've dominated checking. Every draft we've ever done, except sure. the condiment draft, because I don't do condiments. Nate, what do you got?
My next pick is going to be John Wayne. I'd like to go fishing with John Wayne.
The Duke.
Are you going to shoot fish?
The Duke. Yeah. We're going to be six shooting fish right out of the air as they jump. Like a sharpshooter.
Okay.
What is John Wayne best known for, Emily?
Guns. He's a cowboy.
Do you know the line that he says? Do you know what he calls people? Like when he sees them?
Lady Gaga talks about him in a song.
Oh, my God. Oh, how far we have strayed.
He calls them Pilgrim.
Why?
Hello, Pilgrim. He says
hello,
stuff
Pilgrim.
Like that.
That's so scary. If somebody walked up to me and said, hello, Pilgrim, I would run away fast.
Wouldn't it scare you? Like, yes. He was this intimidating presence. He's also a pretty big racist if you look back in history. So maybe not John Wayne, Nate.
Well, maybe
way
not.
To not be sensitive
you know.
Culturally. Who do you have, Em?
I have to look it up really quick because I just thought of somebody else.
You could have done Fletcher's song right there.
Carol Burnett.
Okay.
I would go fishing with Carol effing Burnett, and it would be the most fun I've ever
just
had
Carol
in my
Burnett?
Life.
Just Carol Burnett? You wouldn't take Tim Conway with her?
Yes, both of them.
Nate doesn't know who you're talking about.
I know who Carol Burnett is.
If you ever look up Carol Burnett bloopers on YouTube, you will laugh until you cry because those people, she had her own show, right? The Carol Burnett Show?
Yes.
Yep.
That is the funniest TV I've ever seen in my whole entire life. It was so good.
So you want Carol Burnett to go fishing with you, Vice President Pence, Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart, and I forget, the Saturday Night Live chick.
Kate McKinnon.
That's your fishing team.
What a crew.
Put us on a pontoon boat. We don't even need a fishing pole.
Nope, you don't. You do need a Yeti cooler.
It would be. Well, that's funny you mentioned that because.
That's coming?
Yes.
Okay. My next pick is Andy Griffith.
Ours are the
same. Man.
That was yours too?
No, but it's like the same era.
Did you pick? Did you have Andy Griffith?
No, but that's a great pick.
He's the Kate McKinnon of his time.
No. No, it's because, what is wrong with you? Do you know who Andy Griffith is?
Yeah, he's on.
Do you know the name of that song?
I do.
Do you know the name of that song, Nathan?
Fishing Hole, right?
It's called The Fishing Hole.
Oh,
that's
kidding.
The name of the song.
That's what we should have named our podcast.
And
what the heck?
In the opening credits, he's carrying fish, walking back from taking Opie on a fishing trip.
Yeah, like straight up on a stringer.
Like, dude's fire. He's crushing the fishing game. All right, Nate, do you have another one? Do you have one more?
Dang, what a pick. Yeah, I can do one more.
I cannot believe Travis got dang what a pick and you just looked at me.
I have
Carol
gone through,
Burnett.
Like, the Hall of Fame of fishing personalities, and Andy Griffith is what got dang what a pick.
Be quiet.
Sorry, Emily. just not my wheelhouse.
Final pick, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go back to fishing personalities here. I'm going to go the actual GOAT, Bill Dance.
Get out of here with that.
Do you know the Bill Dance fish? Do you know the theme song to Bill Dance?
Well, the sun is just starting to climb up over the treetops. Come on. And it's going to be a beautiful day. Just wait and see. Oh, we did a whole episode about this.
That was so far back, though.
He did not have. I recognize that song as you sing it, but I was a Roland Martin song guy. Like, that was that, in my opinion. Yeah, that was the best fishing song.
Fish anywhere. That's a good one, too.
Okay. That's a solid pick. Your team and my team are going to go toe to toe.
I'm stacked over here.
Emily's team is not going to unload the boat from the trailer. They're going to be in the marina drinking. Except for Governor Pence. Vice President Pence.
Do I have one more pick?
You do.
This is really tough.
Is it Emily?
I have to download all my leftover picks really quick. So you mentioned Yeti last time. I did actually write down Ryan Cedars.
One of the founders Yeti. Of Yeti.
Yeah, because I think that would be like a fascinating conversation.
I'm sure he would enjoy himself with Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
But we'll take him off. He was on my list. Also had John Crist, the comedian.
The disgraced Christian comedian?
Let's not call him disgraced because we all sin. Sure. But I just love that guy so much. I think as long as he didn't sexually harass me, I would have a great time with him on a boat.
Sure.
Last but not least, I did have another pair. Garth Brooks and Kenny Chesney.
Oh, my God.
Because why not?
Why not?
Because you wanted to trigger me.
Huh?
You'll have sleeveless Kenny with the straw cowboy hat all curled up.
Right.
You'll have the Chris Gaines Garth hanging out with Kenny, and it'll just be a good time.
No, it's not the Chris Gaines version. That one's scary.
Garth would get in a fight with Kenny. They would actually get into a fist fight because Garth would think, I need to sing two Pina Coladas because that's my kind of beachy song where I make a nod into the Jimmy Buffett territory.
Mm.
And then Kenny would be like, get off my yard. And he would like try to push Garth off the.
Kenny would play any one of his 97 songs that sound exactly the same.
Right. But Kenny's only like 5'2". So I think Garth could take him because he's like 5'4".
And then Kate McKinnon can dress up like Kenny Chesney and impersonate him for the rest of the
100%.
My vote is so fun, you guys.
Okay. I have two. You have any more on your list, Nate? Did you have any free agents on this?
My other one was, I had one more, Chris Pratt.
What a great pick. I think he belongs on my boat. Sorry.
No.
And he can't wear a shirt. No shirt on our boat.
Chris Pratt. You know how you have like, is it fair to say this? Like when you get married, everyone always talks about you have the married list.
You have a list.
You have a list of
okay.
folks.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
So when we created the podcast, I created a list of people in my mind that I was like, that would be the ultimate get if you could interview that person. And Chris Pratt is the top of that list. He's the one that like if you would know you arrived if you got it.
We must have a listener that knows Chris Pratt. We are big enough. We must. If you would just fess up that you know him, that's all we need. We don't need his contact information. We don't need to chat with him.
If you fessed up that, Emily would pester you.
No, I wouldn't.
To get the contact information. But that would be the dream come true because he really truly, like he's in Hollywood. He's in quote unquote leftist California. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. I'm saying he really is. And he does all the stuff that we do. Like he participates. Yeah. He's a hunter. He's a fisherman. He kind of gets after it. So that's a cool dude, man. That's on my list. Good pick.
Yeah,
that was a solid pick. Okay. My last two, because I went straight down the fishing line game. I had one that was a real life person that would not be my pick. It was Ted Williams, the great baseball player. We're going into baseball season. He's said to be the only man that's the best in the world at three different things. Flying a jet, hitting a baseball, and casting a fly.
Like Who did you just say?
Ted Williams. He used to play for the Red Sox. He was their left fielder in the 40s. Last man to hit over 400. So I think that would be a good pick. Because I'm going to be very honest with you. The social skills on my boat are going to be lacking. Like there's not a lot of people out there besides Jesus. However, the fishing quality is going to be high. But my pick is Santiago from The Old Man and the Sea.
Oh my God, your boat is
sucks. I don't
think
he knows, but he doesn't know how to use a fishing pole. So you're saying I have to let him
He
hand
catches
line
a
the whole time.
1,500 pound marlin out there by himself.
You have a captain from a terrible movie, Andy Griffith, who's never had sex in his entire life.
Whoa.
A poet from Old Man in the Sea. You have Jesus.
You have a poet from Old Man. Have you read Old Man in the
Sea?
It's
like a, you know, it's like a special novel. It's like a famous novel. You have Jesus.
But there's no poem.
Reverend John McClane.
McLean.
You have the ultimate white guy who grew up in a Southern Baptist house fishing boat.
I didn't put. I didn't.
You are the white girl trope of fall for people who fish who are men. Like, I don't even want to get near your boat.
You know who I missed is Captain Ahab from Moby Dick.
Bleep. My dad one time tried to talk about Moby Dick in a chat room on AOL, and he got kicked out.
Nate.
That's like one of my most fond childhood memories.
AOL, man. What a,
so what, is, a, what a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. Nate, man. Do you feel like we sufficiently covered this subject? Like, do you feel like we've done justice to our
listeners,
roots?
Will you please weigh in with these two and tell them that I dominated the boats?
Oh, I can't wait for the official thread for this on the group.
Oh my gosh. It's obvious that my boat is the boat to be on. Obvious. And you know, we'd have, who's the people that sing the citrus song for us?
Trail Diver.
Trail Diver would be on my boat. Like, it's obviously a pontoon boat. We'd have a grill at one end. We'd have Trail Diver Live at the other.
You wouldn't have Little Big Town on it singing pontoon?
On the pontoon. Oh, I love that song.
I know. That's that. You missed that obvious connection. Not to knock Trail Diver out, but.
I was trying to promote my people.
You did great, but I'm saying that was kind of.
Why,
like,
don't you want to promote the little guy, Travis?
Nate, can you please get us out of this train wreck of an episode? We'll be back with our regularly scheduled.
You know who else I draft for my vote? All you listeners out there, cats
you draft
and kittens.
Me.
No.
You always draft me.
I don't need you. I got Martha tying my lines.
Oh my gosh.
And Snoop Dogg, staying woke.